The first one built in Hackney, John Scott Health Centre, which was called the Woodbury Down Health Centre. And it was being set up with the government's idea that general practitioners would be in this, working in the same building. One problem, as it turned out later to be, was that it sounded such a good idea, the health centre, that lots of general practices wanted to move their surgery premises into John Scott. And there were three GPs that came in at the time. One was a single-handed GP. They were trying very hard to encourage the single-handed GPs into health centres, thinking that single-handedness wasn't a very good thing. And then the other practice had two or maybe three GPs who all fought with each other. So apart from the fact that one general practice didn't get on with another, even the GPs within the one of the practices didn't really get on with each other. So the other thing about health centres was that they were set up to be run by the local authorities and funded by them, and therefore they had to appoint all the staff who worked in them. And they had set amounts of money which they charged GPs for having a surgery there, etc. And then they appointed the receptionists and all the staff. So the GPs had to pay a set amount to the council for all these services. And then the theory was, which sounds good, that the local authority would run the place. You know, they'd be responsible for the cleaning and everything, providing that the GPs paid them. Well, this sounded a good idea, but it wasn't a good idea because a lot of the GPs wanted to have their own staff, that some of them that they'd had for years. And that couldn't be accommodated within this system. John Scott itself, being the pride of Hackney and health centres and the government wanting to show it off as a wonderful place where all of the theories worked, developed all sorts of other services within it related to health, like chiropody and dentistry and child guidance, I can remember, was up there. That area, which is North Four, at the time anyway, had a very large Jewish population. So they tried to cater particularly for them. It also had a big place, I can't remember exactly what it was, for homeless families. And John Scott came to take on the responsibility for the homeless families unit. And we're all used to homeless families now, but somehow this was quite a special place. And I had a dedicated health visitor, as I say, who got to know particular health problems of homeless people who weren't all boarded out in bed and breakfast places then, as they are now. Well, then 74 was a key year because there was a reorganisation of the health service, and it meant that all NHS staff came under the health service. Nobody was working for the council anymore. Yes. And so the medical officer of health for Hackney, who was called Dr. Davis, I remember at the time, he lost the responsibility to the council for organising the health visitors and people in the health centre. Before that, the council, who had this responsibility for public health, it included responsibility for social services. So the social workers and the whole of social services run by the medical officer of health, basically. And we were all the same, part of the same organisation. That worked very well, unlike the administrative side. Well, I mean, it worked well from the patient's point of view, because if you had a family who had lots of health and social problems and maybe housing problems, then all the people looking after them, the health visitors and the social workers and anybody else, were employed by the council. So it really was an amazing change when we all got taken back into the health service. It was very good that the social workers in particular and the health visitors. You could imagine, for example, that if the baby P case of late, it would still have lots of departments, but they were all under the same Department of Public Health. Community medicine became a thing. I used to be a consultant in community medicine, which is now called consultant in public health medicine. So they're all going backwards and forwards. But anyhow, it's all the same idea of preventive and social medicine. Later on, then, was appointed by them in a joint role with the council. It was called joint planning. They set up things called healthcare planning teams, and they were in various subjects. There was a children's healthcare planning team, and an old people's one, and a disabled one. The thing is that they had all these brilliant ideas, or people still do, of which in theory would work very well, but in practice, of course, they don't necessarily. I mean, you know, they put people together. They take people out of roles like the medical officer of health and the equivalent administrator and nurse and so on. Put them all together and say, right, you're a district medical team. Or, you know, and then expect them all to get together, work together. And, of course, they don't, which is, in a way, what I suppose happened at the beginning of the health centres, that these people didn't work together the way they thought they would. But these planning teams were the first effort at making plans, really, you know, we've all got used to now sitting and talking about strategies and plans, but at that time, the idea was, again, it's a good idea, but it's quite difficult to do, that every borough had to have its geriatric and children's and everything else plan and try and work to it. Yeah. I once did a survey of people over 85 in Hackney, asking them what it was they really wanted most of the health service. And it was a big survey with individual interviews. And the amazing thing was it was almost a unanimous vote from the older people what they wanted. I don't know if you'd ever guess what it was. Chiropody. But only time I've ever lost my temper, I'll just tell you this story. Having done this survey, I knew what older people wanted, you see. And this new young manager came into St. Leonard's, where we were, the public health department was based at the time, and he'd acquired £250,000. He was going to spend it on the car park at St. Leonard's. And I got up and I said, oh, my dead body, will you spend it on a car park? I said, we've got 180,000 elderly people, 26,000. And they want chiropody, and on that basis, I got a mobile chiropody unit and a chiropodist.